This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Monday through Friday, we'll air a fresh newscast in the evening at 5:50 p.m., replay it the next morning at 8, then have another brand new newscast in the evening again. If you have suggestions, comments, or story tips, we'd love to hear from you. Email news@kvnf.org or call 866-KVNF-NOW. Carrying on former KVNF reporter Eric Gould's tradition of animal stories in the newscast, here's a brief about changes to wildlife management in Colorado that many listeners will regard as good news. Colorado will no longer allow hunting contests that target wild animals such as coyotes, prairie dogs, and ground squirrels. On April 30th, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission voted 8-3 to ban such contests, effective June 30th. These contests are typically privately organized events where participants win money or other prizes for killing certain types of animals in a particular location during a specified window of time. They're often touted as a way to alleviate damage to agriculture from wildlife, but opponents consider them cruel, unethical, and unnecessary, especially since private landowners still have the authority to control wildlife problems on their own property. Several other states have recently prohibited hunting contests, such as Arizona, California, New Mexico, Massachusetts, and Vermont. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to decide soon whether the Trump administration has the authority to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Known as DACA, the program began in 2012, and its purpose is to protect eligible immigrant youth from deportation. It's aimed at young people who are undocumented and were brought to this country as children. It allows them to work and go to school for 2 years at a time, but it does not provide a path to citizenship. Eleanor Bennett of KAJX reports that the program's termination could have a huge impact on young immigrants in the Roaring Fork Valley and across the Western Slope.
Junior Ortega is a founding member of AHUA. The youth-led organization works with immigrants to build community in the Valley and beyond. Ortega is a DACA recipient who grew up in Carbondale. He has a driver's license, he pays taxes, but his work permit expires this year.
I'm in the boat where, depending on the Supreme Court decision, you know, that would change a lot of things for me. I know it's scary, but I'm not going to let that bring me down.
Ortega came to the Valley from Nayarit, Mexico, with his mom when he was 6 years old. Now he works for the Glenwood Springs Waste Management Program, where he helps operate the landfill.
There's a lot of DACA recipients who are working right now through this pandemic. There are nurses, doctors. I mean, what do you tell them? We need you, but we can't hire you?
There are about 700,000 DACA recipients in the U.S., and roughly 27,000 are healthcare workers. The program provides work permits and temporary resident status to immigrants who were brought here as children. Back in 2017, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the Trump administration was winding DACA down.
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
Since that announcement, there's been legal action around whether the Trump administration has the authority to end DACA. It's an argument that now rests before the U.S. Supreme Court. Ortega realizes the policy was never a path to citizenship.
You know, DACA was not our solution for the problem. It was a Band-Aid. And now someone's ripping that Band-Aid off.
Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court accepted a brief filed by DACA recipient plaintiffs. They urged the justices to consider the effect of terminating the program amid the pandemic. Glenwood Springs immigration attorney Lucy LaFoon says the brief will likely strengthen the arguments for the program.
The Supreme Court certainly has to take into consideration what the end result of ending DACA would be. That's the biggest question that everybody's going to have. What happens next? And I don't think they're going to be able to answer that.
LaFoon says the U.S. has a duty to protect its borders. But, she says, it's imperative for the justices to consider that DACA recipients were brought to the country as children.
These are the vulnerable people that were protected for a reason. If you want to destroy DACA, put something in place and pass a law that would allow them to remain here and eventually become U.S. citizens.
Mateo Lozano is the Rocky Mountain Regional Coordinator for the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. He grew up in Summit County after his family came on a tourist visa from Bogota, Colombia. As a DACA recipient, Lozano says the pandemic has added to an already stressful situation.
This decision has been looming over our heads for years now, and now we're coming up to it.
There are roughly 15,000 DACA recipients in Colorado. Lozano says he considers himself one of the lucky ones.
I at least have a job. I at least have a way to be able to maintain, you know, the light over my head and the food on my table. But that's not the case for a lot of folks in the community. And so it's just heartbreaking to see that happening right now.
Lozano says he and other immigrant rights advocates are calling on Congress to create a path to citizenship for the community.
Why is it easier for a person that has a lot of money to be able to come to this country when it was founded on the principles that everybody's created equal and that everybody has a chance?
With the U.S. Supreme Court decision on the horizon, Ortega and Lozano say they're preparing for the worst but hoping for the best. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
The economic toll from the coronavirus keeps piling up in Western Colorado as more and more events get canceled. The latest loss is the summer festival season. KVNF's John King has a story from Grand Junction.
This is something you won't hear in Mac, Colorado this summer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Underwood.
Country Jam, the state's largest country music festival at which Carrie Underwood was to headline, has been canceled. The economic impact, up to $11 million. Glenn Plagans is with the state's Economic Development Council and says it's one of so many cancellations throughout Western Colorado.
What we're really looking at is obviously the economic impact of canceling the events can be $1 million or so, depending upon the event, depending upon the community. And those small business owners losing that revenue during that time, losing that tax base during that time period for the community, obviously a huge concern.
The Fat Tire Festival in Fruita, the Taste of Durango, the Bluegrass Festivals in Palisade and Telluride, Strawberry Days in Glenwood Springs, farmers markets across the Western Slope. Cancellations in May and June to a significant economic impact. But Plagan says there is help.
This is really about how do we take my business now that this festival was canceled? How do we take that business and say, okay, I've got this economic loss or this economic injury. I need to stretch my cash flow through this period and take advantage of some of these programs. Payroll protection, if done right, is about forgiveness of that loan so it turns into a grant. So some of these programs and some of the support mechanisms out there are really something that business owners should be looking at and taking advantage of.
He says there's still hope for those events scheduled in July and beyond, but certainly no certainty.
I think it's just too far out to determine what's going to happen at that particular point.
Plagan says much of the assistance program effort so far has been targeting small businesses. But he says the next round of stimulus is expected to provide help to local communities that have also been very hard hit. For KVNF News, John King, Grand Junction.
And that was the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.